It's time for the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And to do this segment, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco.
Fantastic. Dave, wanted to start with the story that came from you yourself over the past holiday weekend here. You actually did some research into the steps needed to remove a sitting county commissioner from office. Now, this, of course, comes on the heels of the incident involving current county commissioner Michelle Hung and former Lorain County 911 director Harry Williamson. So I'll sort of just let you take the reins on this one here. Dave, what did you learn from your research here?
So basically, it's very difficult, Rocco, to remove a sitting county commissioner from office. Now, it's an elected position, so it's not like there's the only people that are eligible to fire a sitting county commissioner basically are the voters. It would take a recall election that would have to be called, and there would be a significant number of petitions and signatures that would need to be collected within a 90-day period. If somebody wanted to decide to recall a sitting county commissioner, and then you would meet up with a number of other responsibilities under the law to remove that person. The petition has to have a statement, not more than 200 words, saying what the grounds are for the removal of that person. The recall petitions have to have valid signatures equal to at least 15% of the total votes cast in the most recent municipal election. And again, collected within 90 days of that first signature submitted to the Board of Elections. All those signatures then have to be validated and approved by the Board of Elections. And then you go into a situation where then you have a recall election where people say, vote either yes or no to recall that person. I was not able to find a single instance in some days of searching of this actually happening to a county commissioner in the state of Ohio. Many of the experts that I spoke with a couple of prosecutors, and I spoke with a legal expert and some other folks, and they couldn't remember a single time when this has actually happened. Now, it's been threatened before. It was threatened in Mahoning County about 10 or 11 years ago when a union had a problem with some of the sitting county commissioners in Mahoning County there on the eastern end of Ohio, and nothing ever happened. Nothing ever came of it. A recall was not called, and the commissioners stayed on the in their seat. So it's a very difficult situation. I mean, there's also some provisions in the law that the Ohio Supreme Court could remove a sitting commissioner, but only if that person was indicted and charged with a felony in state or federal court. That obviously has not happened with Commissioner Hung at present, and we won't know until it does happen or if it ever happens. Until that situation comes about. So, but no real criminal allegations against her at this point. So, unless some sort of criminal investigation comes along, the Ohio Supreme Court really has nothing to do with it. You can't just have the prosecutor or police chief or anybody like that just pluck a commissioner from their seat on the board. It just doesn't happen that way. So there's questions about, is something that somebody's doing criminal versus unethical versus simply inappropriate, but not criminal, or unethical and criminal? There's still a lot of questions that are going on about these kinds of things. And again, Commissioner Hung has declined to resign and said she wants to go about doing the business of county government. So, it looks like she's not going to resign, and it would basically be up to the voters, attempting a recall or some sort of criminal charge to get her out of that.
Well, and this is fascinating because there have been a couple of individuals and groups that have stepped forward and, either just straight up asked for her resignation or, said, hey, it might be a good idea for that to happen. And so it's just interesting reading through all this, Dave. Basically, the too lazy didn't read version of this would be it's highly unlikely it happens, correct?
That is very likely. And again, it's very likely that it is unlikely to happen.
Yeah, there we go.
and her, her fellow Republicans have been some of the ones that have made these calls for her to resign. Commissioner Dave Moore, who was elected alongside Commissioner Hung in November of 2020, has said, look, she needs to resign. The chairman of the Wellington area, Lorain County Republican Party, Bob Mylander, a former ally of Michelle Hunt has called on her to resign and continues to do so, saying that variously that she had betrayed the party and also stabbed him in the back personally. He has said these things, publicly. And she, again, has refused calls to resign, despite video evidence that she was engaging in inappropriate, activity with a subordinate employee whom she voted to hire back in January. So that's not necessarily a criminal act. I don't believe there's a statute that covers that, but certainly is a questionable one, and it could very likely be an unethical one, but it's up to say the Ohio Ethics Commission to determine.
Well, and I don't see this story necessarily just disappearing anytime soon, so we'll certainly keep an eye on this as things continue to develop there. So great article and great research from you on that one there, Dave. The other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning, talking about residents in Ohio complaining recently about some brown spots in their lawns. Your colleague Dylan Reynolds had the latest over the weekend with this one. What's the issue here?
Well, the issue here, Rocco, is the rather disgusting invasion of the fall armyworm.
Ugh.
And fall armyworms move in and basically pretty much destroy your lawn. Now your lawn will come back at a certain point, after the worms have died due to either being exterminated by professionals or killed off by the cold weather that is coming, as it does every fall. But landscapers around the area and in Lorraine County are receiving a lot of calls from residents pointing out that there are brown areas in their grass and sometimes their entire lawns have turned brown. So Dylan talked to some landscape experts and also to a family in Elyria that determined that if you see brown patches in your lawn and don't want to go the expensive route of calling somebody, you can go out there and pour warm soapy water on the spots, and you'll get these tiny worms that start to come up through the soap and through the water to the surface of the lawn, and you can pull them up right from there. They're little green, tan, or dark brown caterpillars with striped bodies, and they feed on more than 100 different kinds of plants, mostly on grass, but not, of course, on the weeds that everybody wants to get rid of. In their lawn, so they can. So they can really mess up your lawn. You can also peel up sections of your turf, in your lawn and check for the worms. And if there aren't any, you could have some sort of other issue. So you might have to call a professional to work on this. But there's apparently an awful lot of videos floating out there on the internet. And if you're really interested in seeing just some disgusting little caterpillars crawling up through people's lawns, you can go and type in fall armyworms into a search engine and basically pull up videos of people pouring warm soapy water on their lawn. These gross little guys coming up through the soap there.
That sounds like a middle school boy's like dream right there, right? A little science experiment out in the front yard. Look, Mom, soap, I'm pulling worms out of the ground.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that sounds like something, you might learn about in middle school science. It's like, oh, hey, go dump some water on this brown spot and we'll see these creatures come up. Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Great stuff. Dave O'Brien, our guest here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers, located on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Again, Dave O'Brien, our guest from the Chronicle Telegram. Speaking of the Chronicle, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week?
Well, we're going to have, in this morning's paper, we're going to have some stories from some council meetings. And basically, we have Elyria City Council, North Ridgeville City Council meeting, and a little bit of an update about what's going to happen to the old Oakwood School on over there by West Park in Elyria. Some plans coming down the road from the city and then from Save Our Children, who are all very interested in what might happen to that property. So there's plans out there to turn that into kind of a neighborhood community center. So you'll read a little bit more about that from my interview from yesterday with Mayor Frank Whitfield. So that's kind of what we're working on.
All right, we'll pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today or check it out online over there at chronicletea.com for that digital e-edition. All right, Dave, what city are we picking on this week for today's scanner story?
Well, this is decidedly not an Ohio problem, but we are going to go west, my friend, to the fine city of Boulder, Colorado, and to and my friend Mitchell Byers out there, a fine reporter out there for in Boulder, Colorado. Here's a problem that you won't find in Lorain or downtown Elyria, or perhaps anywhere else in Lorain County. scanner call for 9 yaks in the area.
Oh boy. Yeah, no, that is certainly not a Lorain County specific problem. Although I did know somebody with the last name Yak. So if we had like the whole family in town, maybe then you have a couple of yaks crossing the street. But aside from that, wow, that is wow. Watch out there in Boulder, I'll say. Goodness gracious. Well, Dave, thank you for the scanner story, as always. Entertaining, as always. And I appreciate the insight into what's happening around Lorain County right now. Again, check out his work over there at the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, thank you so much for joining me once again this morning. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll chat some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.